Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. William C. Taylor is the name on the book, Simply Brilliant, How Great Organizations Do Extraordinary Things in Extraordinary Ways, Ordinary Things, I should say, in Extraordinary Ways. Bill is has joined us way back in the early days of our show, right after he and his partner founded Fast Company Magazine. That's his. That's a great credential that anybody would like to have. Bill, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your book. Put a .com on the end of his name, folks. WilliamCTaylor.com. You find out more about him and the book. I know it's available wherever books are sold.
Yep.
So take us inside the book and share some of the stories that you made available.
Well, I'll tell you one. I was just in Kingsport, Tennessee, is part of the book tour, and one of the companies I write about is a burger and fries, basically a fast food joint in northeast Tennessee and southwest Virginia called Pal's Southern Service. So, I mean, talk about kind of an ordinary business, right? burgers, fries, shakes, that sort of thing. But this company, small company, has got 26 locations in an 80-mile radius of its base in Kingsport, Tennessee. But this company is just loved with a kind of cult-like fervor, and that reason the customers are so passionate, so committed to the company, and a big part of it is because they provide a level of service that literally no other quick-serve restaurant can touch. So you drive up to the restaurant. There's no inside seating. You either take the food out or you sit outdoors. You drive up. Someone leans out the window. They take your order. They guarantee they will take your order within 18 seconds.
Wow.
You then pull the car around to the other side. You pull up to the window, they guarantee that they will hand you your order within 12 seconds.
What?
So the level of just sheer speed that is unheard of, like eight times faster than the second fastest quick-serve restaurant in the company. That's by the name.
Right.
Faster than fast food. They decided it was sudden food, so it's Pal's Sudden Service. But then you would think, well, if they're working that fast, they're going to make tons of mistakes and give you somebody else.
And it's going to be a casualty list inside the building, too,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, it turns out they make a mistake once every 3,600 orders, which is, again, a level
of... Wow. That tells you they're measuring it.
So they're so good at it, and they take it so seriously. They actually, a few years ago, won the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award, the highest honor you could win for quality.
It was that FedEx, is, that
FedEx
is huge.
FedEx one year, Ritz-Carlton, Cadillac, and then this burger joint.
That's
in
huge.
Tennessee, and so in. But the reason
that's
they
like did, that's like the Nobel Prize for businesses.
Absolutely, and people now, companies from all over the country in all kinds of industries, flock to this place to try to learn how they do it. In fact, they set up their own little university, and they charge tuition for other companies to learn what they're doing. And it's all, and you know what? It all does come back to the human element. They're so careful about hiring. They're so intense about training.
Well, you can't pull this off if you don't have teamwork.
Exactly right. And it's really one of the most kind of intellectual companies. I think there's a master reading list at the company. Once you get to be an assistant manager above, you've got to begin the process of reading these 21 different books that are the kind of master reading list. The CEO runs a book club. They have every other Monday, and new managers come in and read a book and talk about it and all this kind of stuff. And there's just a commitment to a level of extraordinary performance that just blows away.
So the question, though, is yes, I like getting my burger that quick, but does anybody say thank you there when they hand it to you?
Oh, my goodness. That's, you know, the other part
see,
of it.
That's my standard.
Yeah, totally. It's so full of personality. So, yeah, they're polite, but the everything about them is also, I mean, when I first learned about that, it's going to be like a kind of a robotic assembly.
Right, they're going to throw the burger at you.
And everything is full of whimsy and good cheer, and every day there's a thought of the day that they post on the signs at the restaurants that they put on the web.
That's like 1960s business.
Absolutely. It is sort of, you know, everything old is is
I remember
due
when
Buck
I remember when we when I worked at Sears, my first real corporate job. That's how we were back in Sears in those days, 40 plus years ago.
Absolutely, and yet they use a lot of the advanced tools of management, of course, and a lot of the advanced ideas of management. So I find it a very heartwarming kind of case study.
Well, and folks, the book is full of these, and you've got nonprofits in here too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Incredible national campaign to eliminate chronic homelessness in 100 cities in the United States. And what was so exciting for me about that one is that the woman who is running this campaign, who won... is a MacArthur Genius Award winner, had built up an entire approach to fighting homelessness in New York City that at some point she recognized was winning of a lot of wars but wasn't really solving the problem.
Right.
And so she turned her entire leadership approach on its head. And to me, the lesson there, and I think it's a key lesson for everybody who's listening, is you can't let what you know limit what you can imagine. We can all have the same kind of value, maintain our values and our commitment,
right,
but you always have to be questioning that which made you successful and say, are there now new, exciting, better, more effective ways to do that? And
be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Exactly. And so it's one of the tough things about being a leader is you got to always ask yourself, am I learning as fast as the world is changing?
And folks, this book is full of those stories. It's uplifting. It's illuminating. It will make your, if you apply, you can apply these to your own business and maybe be in Bill's next book, right, Bill?
There you go.
William C. We're going to make him write another one, folks. We're not going to let him stop at this one. WilliamCTaylor.com, folks, is how you find him and more about the book. The book's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Bill, I need you to promise you'll come back soon.
100%. Loads of fun, Jim. I really do appreciate it.
Bill Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us, and so we did. We'll get him back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.